When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, Bitcoin forms a bullish pattern. I'll be breaking down why the Bitcoin price is likely to rally back above 45,000, breaking down for you the latest technical analysis. And as Kevin Rook shares here, public Lightning Network capacity just broke 2,900 BTC. Over 400 BTC has been added in the last 10 days. Find me a better looking chart. I'll wait. Also in today's show, Rich Dad Poor Dad author Robert Kiyosaki issues a stark warning telling investors to grab Bitcoin and Ethereum before a giant stock market crash, as he reveals here on crypto Twitter. Giant stock market crash coming October. Why? Treasury and Fed short of T-bills. Gold, silver, Bitcoin may crash too. I'll be breaking this down for you. Also in today's show, Bitcoin could hit $100,000 as soon as next month. According to this new article published by Forbes entitled, $100,000 Bitcoin could come even sooner than you think, with Ethereum leading the way. Also in today's show, new Twitter integration will drive the Bitcoin price above $300,000. That's right, by integrating direct Bitcoin payments, Twitter is paving the way for the Bitcoin price to surpass $300,000 per BTC. I'll be breaking down this math. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and many of the major altcoins are currently pumping and in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Now let's talk about crypto IRAs. Today's show is brought to you by iTrust Capital, the world's largest crypto IRA platform with over $2 billion in transactions. Basically, if you want to trade cryptocurrency tax-free, you can do so right here with iTrust Capital. They're a partner of the channel, and I highly recommend using their platform. With iTrust, not only can you buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency tax-free, but also precious metals such as gold and silver in your IRA as well. So you can literally trade 24/7. There's no hidden fees, and everything is very transparent. You can trade Bitcoin, Ethereum, Polkadot, Chainlink, Cardano, as well as many other top cryptos. And the thing that I really like is the fact they have institutional custody by Coinbase, the world's largest institutional cold storage provider, backed by a $320 million insurance policy. So you can have peace of mind knowing your digital assets are backed, safe, and secure. To check it out, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and get your first month absolutely free. So what are you waiting for? Visit itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and let's start stacking them stats tax-free. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. As usual, we have a lot to cover, so let's dive right in. Bitcoin price struggled below $43,000 level for a few sessions, but Bitcoin declined below $41,000 as the bulls protected the $40,750 zone. There were two attempts to clear $40,750, but the bears failed. Hallelujah. And as a result, the price started a fresh increase, and it seems like it has formed a double bottom pattern near $40,750 level. It is rising, and it has cleared $42,800 resistance. There's also a break above a connecting bearish trend line with resistance near $42,400 on the hourly chart. Bitcoin cleared the 50% Fibonacci retracement level of the downward move from the 45,000 swing high to 40,750 swing low, and is now currently trading just above 43,500 at the time of this recording. Besides, it's now consolidating near the 76.4% Fibonacci retracement level of the downward move from the swing high to the swing low. Now check it out. On the upside, an immediate resistance is near 44,800, as you can see right here in this chart. The first major resistance is near that $45,000 level, and also a close above 44,800 and $45,000 levels could start a steady increase, taking us back to new all-time highs. Let's freaking go. The next major resistance is near that $45,500 zone, above which the price could rise towards 46,200 resistance. And if Bitcoin fails to clear that critical $45,000 resistance zone, it can start a downside correction. So an immediate support on the downside is currently near that $43,600 level, which is precisely where we're at. Now the first major support is near 43,200 zone, and the 100 hourly simple moving average. Any more losses could lead the price towards the $42,000 support zone in the near term. So here are the technical indicators to keep your eyes out on: the hourly MACD, which is slowly gaining pace in the bullish zone. The hourly RSI, relative strength index, for Bitcoin is now above the 50 level. Major support levels of 44,600, followed by 43,200, with the major resistance levels at 44,800, 45,000, and $45,500. And as Kevin Rook shares here, public Lightning Network capacity just broke 2,900 BTC. Over 400 Bitcoin has been added in the last 10 days. Find me a better looking chart. I'll wait. And you can see this chart just going astronomically parabolic. Let's go. And before I break down our next story of the day, Rich Dad Poor Dad author issues stark warning, telling investors to grab Bitcoin and Ethereum before a giant stock market crash, as well as Bitcoin could hit $100,000 as soon as next month. And new Twitter integration will drive the Bitcoin price above $300,000 per BTC. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As we can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and many of the major altcoins are currently pumping in the green, with Bitcoin up about 1% for the day, trading just above 43,600. We have Ether up almost 3%, trading at just under $3,100. Solana up 8%, trading above $146. We have Polkadot and Cardano in the red, along with Chainlink down 3%, trading just above $24. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Personal finance author Robert Kiyosaki is issuing stern warnings about the global economy while telling investors to grab Bitcoin and Ethereum. The author of the Rich Dad Poor Dad book series tells his 1.7 million followers on Twitter that he thinks the number of big fundamental catalysts will rock the economy, and that investors should protect themselves by picking up some Bitcoin, Ether, and precious metals, and checking out his recent tweets. This one is from the 23rd. U.S. government out of money, shutdown looming. Dems blame Republicans for the problem. Evergrande, China's biggest property developer, with 800 projects in 200 cities, out of money. Get the message. Get gold, silver, Bitcoin, Ethereum before the biggest crash in history. Take care. Then the following day, on the 24th, he wrote, China announced this morning a new crackdown on crypto. What does that mean? It means China is about to launch its government crypto coin. If US follows, Fedcoin means Bitcoin outlawed. US becomes centralized government like China. US communism begins. Our freedoms end. Take care. And his most recent tweet here, giant stock market crash coming October. Why? Treasury and Fed short of T-bills. Gold, silver, Bitcoin may crash too. Cash best for picking up bargains after crash. Not selling gold, silver, Bitcoin, yet have lots of cash for life after stock market crash. Stocks, dangerous. Careful. So there you have it. What are your thoughts surrounding a major stock market crash, which could potentially crash the crypto market as well? Let me know if you agree or disagree with Rich Dad Robert Kiyosaki. And before I break down our next story of the day, Bitcoin could hit $100,000 as soon as next month, as well as new Twitter integration will drive the Bitcoin price above $300,000. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under $2 trillion with $97 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. And the current Bitcoin dominance is 42.3%, with the Ether dominance at 18.7%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Perpetual Protocol leading the pack, up 20%, trading just above $17. XDC up 17%, trading at 14.5 cents. And Filecoin up 12.6%, trading at $62.61. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now, checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 26 out of 100 in fear. Yesterday was a 27, last week a 50, and last month a 78 in extreme greed. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Bitcoin and Ethereum have bounced back after the latest China-induced sell-off last week, bringing the crypto market cap close to $2 trillion once again. The Bitcoin price fell sharply last week after China's central bank warned all crypto transactions are now illegal in the country, but the latest crackdown has failed to deter investors who have continued to pile into other cryptocurrencies as well. For example, the Ethereum price has soared 12% over the past 24 hours. Now it's been predicted that the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission could greenlight a long-awaited Bitcoin ETF as soon as next month, something that can send the Bitcoin price soaring as high as $100,000. Let's freaking go. And check this out. There's still a high probability that the U.S. is just going to follow Canada, maybe with a futures-based Bitcoin ETF, Bloomberg Intelligence senior commodity strategist Mike McGlone told Stansberry Research last week, quoting him here, there are now over 30 applications for a Bitcoin ETF, and the fact that money is migrating from the U.S. from Cathie Wood and ARK Invest towards Canada, and pressure is quite strong and high for the U.S. regulators to say, all right, we're kind of missing out here, and we need to do that. And earlier this month, major investor Fidelity urged the SEC to approve a Bitcoin ETF as well, pointing to increased investor appetite for virtual currencies, growing Bitcoin adoption, and the existence of similar funds in other countries, according to media reports. However, the SEC has signaled it will continue its cautious approach under the new chairman, Gary Gensler, following suit with his predecessor, Jay Clayton. Now, McGlone has doubled down on his $100,000 Bitcoin price prediction, forecasting that the king of all crypto will hit the psychological level by the end of this year in 2021, but potentially as soon as October, which is just another week away. Now, check this out, quoting him here. Again, Bitcoin broke 10,000. It's more likely to go to 100,000, said McGlone, referencing Bitcoin's volatile price history. The thing that I've underestimated this year is how much there's been disdain and outflows from gold and people giving up on gold and going to Bitcoin and Ethereum, basically putting Bitcoin and Ethereum in the same bucket as gold. McGlone looks to Ethereum's outsized performance this year, up a whopping 700% over the past 12 months compared to Bitcoin's 300% rally, as further justification for his $100,000 Bitcoin price prediction, quoting him again here. If Bitcoin just catches up to Ethereum, of which there have been some ETFs launched in Canada, it would be at $100,000, McGlone said. In fact, it would be close to $130,000. So I think that's part of the reason it's probably going to get there. And the question is when. That's right. So do you feel a Bitcoin ETF can be launched in the United States as early as next month? And do you feel that will drive the Bitcoin price to six figures? Holla at your boy in the live chat. And before I break down our final story of the day, new Twitter integration will drive the Bitcoin price above $300,000 per BTC. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 930 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to help me get to 50,000 subs. And of course, you can follow me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. My Twitter handle is Crypto News Yes. And of course, you can follow me on TikTok, Facebook, and Telegram. So be sure to follow me there. All right. Now let's break down our final story of the day. Jack Dorsey's social media platform, Twitter, has officially enabled third-party Bitcoin tip-in services for iOS users, giving them the ability to seamlessly pay one another across the globe nearly instantly, just like that, and they're not taking out any fees whatsoever, which makes it even cooler. And as demonstrated by the Lightning Network platform Strike in a recent video, Twitter is now one of the world's most effective platforms for the transmission of value. That's right, starting today, Twitter will allow all iOS users around the globe to send tips over the Lightning Network. Strike CEO Jack Mahlers wrote in a blog post, shout out to Jack Mahlers, quoting him again here from this blog, Twitter's integration with the Strike API turns Twitter into one of the best remittance experiences in the world, one of the greatest global creator marketplaces in the world, one of the greatest global payment experiences in the world, one of the best global micropayment marketplaces in the world, and allows an internet communications company to interoperate with the monetary standard for the world, enabling global payments for their users. And in a press call, Twitter also announced that the feature would be coming to Android users soon. And as Mahlers indicated, it's difficult to overstate the potential of Lightning Network integration with widespread internet communications tool, as demonstrated by Bitcoin's ongoing supplement of Western Union and MoneyGram in El Salvador, which has already seen the permissionless monetary network cut into those third parties' revenue streams by an estimated $400 million per year. The appetite for more efficient global digital payment systems is absolutely huge. And as users begin exchanging value with minimal fees nearly instantaneously across borders without censorship through the Lightning Network on Twitter, how long will it be before more people realize that Bitcoin is the best monetary network for for the internet? And how long will it be until other digital platforms integrate this money directly into their tools, as Twitter has begun to? And how long will it be until Bitcoin replaces the outdated systems that currently dominate remittances, influencer marketing, and eventually digital payments as a whole? And from a certain perspective, it all seems inevitable. If Bitcoin's market cap consisted solely of $700 billion global remittance industry, the $13.8 billion influencer marketing industry, and the $5.4 trillion global digital payments market, which is a combined estimated value of $6.1 trillion through applications like Twitter's tipping service, then each Bitcoin in existence, which is 18,824,860, would be worth approximately $326,897 per BTC. Take that, Peter Schiff. And as Twitter users are now finding out, Bitcoin is obviously a better tool than the dollar for all these industries and others combined. So it's hard to say exactly what the price of Bitcoin will be, as this technology consumes virtually every form of value transaction that we know of today, but the number will certainly go up. You can say that again. Bitcoin has NGU technology, numbers go up. So what are your thoughts surrounding this $326,000 Bitcoin price prediction? When do you feel this is likely to occur? Holla at your boy in the live chat. And now for a quick recap, what I cover with you here in today's show. Bitcoin forms a bullish pattern. I shared why the Bitcoin price could rally above 45,000 here in the short term, as well as Rich Dad Poor Dad author issues a stark warning telling investors to grab Bitcoin and Ethereum before a giant stock market crash, as well as Bitcoin could hit $100,000 as soon as next month with the approval of a Bitcoin ETF in the United States. Also in today's show, we discussed this new Twitter integration will drive the Bitcoin price above $300,000 per BTC. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. BitBud wrote, being open source means anyone can independently review the code. If it was closed source, nobody could verify the security. I think it's essential for a program of this nature to be open source. Quoting the great Satoshi Nakamoto, my response, facts fam. Great quote from the legend himself. Much love, BitBud. The next featured comment comes from my man, No Money G, who wrote, damn it, missed the live, but just caught the replay. Always great news, JV. Way too much adoption and awesome news of people pouring into the Bitcoin network. Sticking with my $200,000 by the end of 2021. Let's freaking go. Peace to the fam and see you tomorrow. BTFD and HODL. F Elon, we're not selling. Ready for life-changing and generational wealth. Boom. My response, bang, bang. Missed you today, fam. Love your prediction. Let's see it. $200,000 Bitcoin by end of year. Let's freaking go. And the third and final featured comment comes from Pokemon, who wrote, hi, bruh. Enjoyed your show, full of information and intelligent insights. I want to tip my hat to you on getting my hero, Max Kaiser, king of Bitcoin, on the show. When is this going to happen? Will you live stream it? I'm excited for you. To be in the company of kings shows your credibility. Well done. Take care. God bless you and yours. My response, sup, Pokemon. Thanks, fam. Yes, super excited to have Max and Stacy on the show. It's scheduled to be next week. I don't have a precise date yet, but I'll keep you posted. And I appreciate the continued support. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. Now let's talk about crypto IRAs. Today's show is brought to you by iTrust Capital, the world's largest crypto IRA platform with over $2 billion in transactions. Basically, if you want to trade cryptocurrency tax-free, you can do so right here with iTrust Capital. They're a partner of the channel, and I highly recommend using their platform. With iTrust, not only can you buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency tax-free, but also precious metals such as gold and silver in your IRA as well. So you can literally trade 24/7. There's no hidden fees, and everything is very transparent. You can trade Bitcoin, Ethereum, Polkadot, Chainlink, Cardano, as well as many other top cryptos. And the thing that I really like is the fact they have institutional custody by Coinbase, the world's largest institutional cold storage provider, backed by a $320 million insurance policy. So you can have peace of mind knowing your digital assets are backed, safe, and secure. To check it out, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and get your first month absolutely free. So what are you waiting for? Visit itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and let's start stacking them stats tax-free.